Give me one man of wisdom over 400 that have a stake in a matter. We live in troublesome times. Whether it is the fight against terrorism or national health care, everyone, paying attention, is concerned about the outcome. When you're an individual on the fringe of the issues, what can you do? Solomon once wrote, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom," Proverbs 4 and verse 7. Physically and spiritually, we must be attuned to wisdom and understanding, seeing that wisdom preserveth the life of him that hath it, Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 12. For wisdom is a strength to the wise man, more than 10 rulers that are in a city. Although wisdom is to be prized, there is a prejudice against poverty that often prohibits men from listening to sound judgment, simply because the source does not stand among the elite. Solomon said, "Wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. And wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good." History teaches us that war is a reality of life, whether it is war among nations or war between the body and the spirit. Mankind is involved in conflict on a daily basis. Some overcome through perseverance and diligence. Others are defeated out of ignorance. Either way, mentally, physically, or spiritually, you will fight to overcome your adversity, or you will be subjected to its rule. In order to overcome the physical adversities, you must exercise and train the body. In order to overcome the mental challenges of life, you must exercise and train the mind. In order to overcome the spiritual trials and tribulations, you must exercise thyself unto godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. Life is not free. It is not easy. And the sooner we come to that realization, the sooner we equip ourselves to overcome. Physically, mentally, or spiritually, you must develop the internal and external strength to meet the challenges of the race set before you. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "And exercise thyself unto godliness, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life which now is, and of that which is to come." 1 Timothy 4:7-8.